Now I would like to invite Carol Harlow, who's in the choir.
I'm here.
Oh, come and share about the service commission. She's the chair of the service commission at St. Catherine's.
Good morning. The service commission members are the community connectors of St. Catherine's. Mostly our work consists of mercy ministries. Last year and this year, through the generosity of this congregation and a diocesan grant, we provided school supplies and backpacks filled with food for the weekend for the children of Temple Terrace Elementary. We also collect snacks for veterans' families, visiting them during the Memorial Day holiday and 4th of July. And as you can see, the basket is out in the narthex for Veterans Day. We've also collected socks for veterans. The grocery carts in the narthex, which you fill all year long, are part of our partnership with the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank, which is run out of the Corpus Christi Catholic Church. One side note to that, the peanut butter and spaghetti sauce are the most in-demand items. We are also behind the distribution of the United Thank Offering boxes during Lent. While mercy ministries help those in immediate need, justice ministries hold systems accountable to resolve the problems that create those needs. As it says in the reading from Micah, "He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God." Many of the children in Temple Terrace Elementary do not have a stable home life because of lack of affordable housing. High mobility rates are a serious problem at that school. So what can we do? Well, we've joined with other faith communities, including St. Mark's Episcopal and St. James House of Prayer, in an organization called HOPE, which is the Hillsborough Organization for Progress and Equality. With these other faith communities, we've met with the County Commission and various other stakeholders and work with them to find solutions that one day may help the children of Temple Terrace. In fact, because of HOPE's persistence, the county commissioners approved a $5.1 million in local funds for affordable housing in the 2019 budget. That fund will promote the construction and rehab of apartments and single-family homes for low-income working families and seniors. HOPE has also worked with the county commissioners to increase the budget for services to seniors so they can stay in their homes as they wish. In conclusion, I would like the members of the service commission to stand briefly so they can be recognized. Y'all. I want to thank them for their hard work, and I've used "we" a lot as far as the service commission, but frankly, the "we" is all of you too. None of this could be possible without you. So we want to thank you too for your generosity and your being behind us. I also want to extend at this time an invitation to anyone present interested in outreach service to please see one of us after the service. Thank you all.
In love, as Christ loved us.